It's 11 trivia questions on both Breaking Bad and 80s hair bands. That's right, a random combo round. This is Trivia with Buds. Welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show. Today, we've got a fun combo episode from a random folder that I found called Combo Week. And it looks like I tried to do this in 2017. May 2017. And my rounds are usually five round-based live trivia nights. So I do like a round on 80s movies and a round on Nickelodeon shows and then two more and then a confidence round. So five totally random rounds. But a couple years ago, I was like, what if I switch the format and I do these combo rounds for more variety? So it was like Disney and WWE, Breaking Bad and hair bands, John Hughes movies and beer, etc., etc. Needless to say, people did not like the format. They're like, just stick with the five. And I was like, yeah, you're right. This is too much stuff. And it was just confusing on certain rounds, like what was going on. So I didn't really do it past this week, but it was a fun experiment. And I stumbled across the folder and said, hey, why don't I record a couple of these for episodes? So the one we're going to do today is called Breaking Bad and Hair Bands. I famously never finished Breaking Bad. I know it's a great show. I know I need to finish it at some point, but I only watched, I think, the first three seasons. I watched the first three seasons of a lot of shows, and then I just get sidetracked. But I did start Westworld the other day, made it through half an episode, and then the kids started crying, so we had to pause it. But I liked what I saw. It was pretty cool looking. Looked like a living Red Dead Redemption kind of a show. So I'm excited to continue watching Westworld. I finished Ozark season two a couple weeks ago. I think I might have mentioned that. And my daughter started watching the new DuckTales again. We watched like the pilot and maybe the second episode when it came out, and we're diving back into that, and it's pretty fun, and she likes it, so that is cool. And the live action Aladdin just popped up on something that I can watch, so I might have a nice review of that Aladdin Will Smith movie for you very soon if you want to hear about it. Guys, if you want to send any content my way for daily episodes of the show, that is always encouraged. And if you are part of our Patreon group over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds, we're up to 41 people. And if you've been thinking about joining, guys, when we get to 50, I buy everybody a really cool gift based on something they're into. I'll reach out to you and go, what do you like? And you'll go, I like Mega Man. And then I'm going to find you something unique and fun in the world of Mega Man and mail it to you totally free. That is the perk of getting 50 Patreon subscribers. And that has been my goal since the beginning. So once we hit 50, I got to make a new huge goal for maybe like 100. And I don't know what I'll do for 100. But if we get to 50, and if you're thinking about joining this Patreon group, you should do it for just a buck. If nine more people joined at a buck, I would mail everybody something cool in addition to all the other rewards that you get every single month. So go check it out, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. It's linked in the show notes. And for just a buck, you get access to our Discord app chat. Now, Discord's used a lot for gaming, but I use it as an ongoing AOL-style chat room. And I posted yesterday a round on Care Bears. Okay, so there was a Care Bears round. If you want to click on that, go check it out. It was like a picture round, something you can't really do on the podcast, but you can open it up on your computer, your phone, and play along with that. A couple days before that, I posted one on the solar system. And a couple days before that, I posted one on the Olympics. So I post some extra bonus rounds in there if you want more trivia from my live nights. You can kind of play along with those slideshows. And some people who listen to the show and our patrons will post questions in there as well. One of those members is Luke McKay. So Luke McKay 22 posted today at 3:14 a.m. my time, which is probably regular time, his time in Australia. He said, here's a quick round on Disney sports movies. So I'll read you a couple questions to tease that you can go play along with these. Number one, by what name was the first Mighty Ducks film known as in Australia and other foreign markets? What was the Mighty Ducks film called in other foreign markets? Number two, what is the full name of the titular character in the 1998 Disney Channel original movie Brink? And number three, what is the racing number of Pixar athlete Lightning McQueen? Those are tough questions, Luke. Usually a little bit easier, but you are really trying to stump people of the live action and a Disney sports movie universe. But good job, Luke. There's like eight more questions if you want to play along with those. And again, that's in the Discord app chat, which I will give you the link to for just a buck. Would love to see you in there. I'm looking right now. It says the Trivia Girl and Sloth Face Killa are online. So I'm going to interact with them in just a few. All right. Today is the combo round of Breaking Bad and 80s hair bands. We're going to read these questions. The first five will be about song titles from the 80s hair band universe. Then we'll do five on Breaking Bad, and then we'll do one more on the 80s. Here we go. All right, here it is, 80s hair bands and Breaking Bad, a trivia with Bud's combo round. The first five, I'm going to give you the name of the song. You tell me what band from the 80s hair band world had that song. Question number one, why can't this be love? Number one, what band was that? Why can't this be love? Question number two, you give love a bad name. Number two, you give love a bad name. Question number three, come on, feel the noise. Number three, come on, feel the noise. Number four, round and round. Number four, what band had that song? Round and round. And number five, popular 80s hair band song, Cherry Pie. Do you know the band? Number five, Cherry Pie. Question number six, moving on to Breaking Bad for this combo round. What year did the show Breaking Bad premiere? Number six, what year did Breaking Bad premiere? Question number seven, what type of cancer does Walter White suffer from on Breaking Bad? Number seven, what type of cancer does Walter White have on the show? Number seven. Question number eight, what's the three-letter name of the character who owns a fast food chain on the show? Number eight, what's the three-letter name of the character who owns a fast food chain on the show? Question number nine, what color teddy bear is a motif in the second season of Breaking Bad? Number nine, what color teddy bear is a motif in the second season? Number nine. Question number 10, what eight-letter named comedian played a hired hand of Saul's? Number 10, what eight-letter named comedian played a hired hand of Saul's? And the bonus question kind of combined a little bit of Breaking Bad and 80s hair band action. Let's see if you know it. For 2 points, what 80s hair band had a song called Bad Medicine? Bad Medicine. Who had that song in the 80s from the hair band variety? All right. Those are your questions for Breaking Bad and 80s hair bands. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. I'm going to go perm my hair. We are back with the answers to 80s hairband questions 1 through 5 and some Breaking Bad trivia for you. When I did these live, I had people listen to the song and they had to name the band, so it's a little less exciting on today's podcast. But hey, maybe you still had fun with this topic. Here was number 1, Why Can't This Be Love? That was by Van Halen. Number 1, Van Halen, Why Can't This Be Love? Question number 2, You Give Love a Bad Name, another love song. A lot of love songs from these 80s groups. Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi, who I've seen live and puts on a great show. Number 3, Come On, Feel the Noise, was Quiet Riot. Number 3, Quiet Riot. Number 4, Round and Round, is a great song by the band Rat, R-A-T-T, double T's for the Rat, not unlike Mouse Rat on Parks and Rec. And number 5, Warrant had the song Cherry Pie. She's my cherry pie, cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise. Tastes so good, make a grown man cry. Sweet cherry pie. I think those are the lyrics. Number 6, what year did Breaking Bad premiere? 2008. I was a wee lad of 23. Number 6, what year did Breaking Bad premiere? 2008. Number 7. Number 7, what type of cancer does Walter White suffer from on the show? He has lung cancer. Lung cancer. Number 8, what's the three-letter name of the character who owns a fast food chain on the show? Gus. Gus, G-U-S. I never finished the series, but I did see what happens to him in the form of a Funko Pop. Number 9, what color teddy bear is a motif in the second season? That would be pink. Pink, number 9. Number 10, what eight-letter name comedian played a hired hand of Saul's? One of my favorites, Bill Burr. Bill Burr, hey, how's it going? Number 10, Bill Burr. That was a terrible Bill Burr impression, if I do say so myself. And for 2 points, what 80s hair band had a song called Bad Medicine that was, again, Bon Jovi? Bon Jovi had the song Bad Medicine, and coincidentally, that was the song my wife and I entered our wedding reception to. All the different pairings of bridesmaids and groomsmen came out to a different Bon Jovi song, and then we came out to Bad Medicine. Why? I don't know, but I liked them a lot at the time. So those are your questions and answers for today's episode. I hope you had fun playing along with those. I mentioned Funko Pops, and I did want to say, guys, I've been collecting these Office Pops, and I forget if I keep mentioning this or not, but I've been getting some of the exclusives, and they're hard to get and fun to collect. So I've not collected anything in like 9 months, maybe a year almost, because we're trying to be debt-free. But now that we're so close, I'm like, I could spend a few bucks on some cool stuff. So I did get Prison Mike at Hot Topic. I mentioned that about a week ago, 10 days ago. Prison Mike, Hot Topic, sold out real quick. And then I got Three-Hole Punch Jim, which is Jim, and I think his Halloween costume with the three hole punches on it. And that was a Funko website exclusive, and that sold out in like 10 minutes. And then yesterday I pre-ordered Date Mike, which is one of the best. It's him with the backwards Kangol hat and a pool cue, and he's winking. It's probably my favorite one so far. So I don't know when that one comes out, but I have it pre-ordered. And if you like that kind of stuff, just search him. Find out, just Google like Reddit Funko Office, and you can find a bunch of cool updates on where to find a lot of these figures at. And I'm really into these exclusives. I'm going to try and get all the exclusives and then maybe go back and get all the regular, easy to find ones that are at multiple stores like Target and Walmart and stuff like that. But that's what I'm doing, getting ready for some more collecting, which I love to do every once in a while. It's time for the question of the day, everybody. Question of the day is a fun little feature we do daily on the show, and you can write to me with the answer to be eligible for a prize. Today's question of the day is brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com for all your printing needs. What was T.S. Eliot's first name was our question yesterday, and the answer was Thomas. Thomas. So if you got that right, like Melissa Chesser did, who is today's winner, you are doing great. T.S. Eliot's first name was Thomas. And today's question of the day is about a band. I'm looking for the name of a band who had hit songs called I Will Not Bow, Angels Fall, and Breathe. If you know the name of that band that had those songs, I Will Not Bow, Angels Fall, and Breathe, you can tweet me at Ryan Buds with your answer. Or you can email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com, to be eligible for a prize like Melissa Chesser. Today's trivia team name of the day is Motley Crue Cut. And that's a nice simple one next time you need a good trivia team name. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. And thanks for sending me questions that I can record for daily episodes of the show. We'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.